Hello and welcome to the latest Tidal Wrestling live preview show. This is our second live show now, gang, and we are hyping up. We are previewing the very exciting Goblins and Golems 2 taking place in London, gang. So we are moving out of the parish in Huddersfield, and it's going to be a very, very exciting show. And of course, we're going to be talking about this here. Tidal Wrestling presents Goblins and Golems 2, and it's going to be featuring the Iron Will Tournament and a whole host of the very finest UK professional wrestling stars will be part of that show taking place from the New Cross Inn in London. Very, very exciting. But I'm going to introduce you to the gang, to my co-hosts. You're very familiar with them all, of course. But over to my left-hand side there, we got Mr. Mike Mad Dog Angus, the GM of Tidal, no less. How you doing, Mike?
Yeah, brilliant to see you, Jonas. Hope you're well. Looking forward to being down in London, obviously, down south, bringing Tidal Wrestling down to the people of the south of the country, giving them a chance to see what we've been putting on and sold out shows up in Huddersfield and Yorkshire for the last year. And obviously, bringing Tidal back down to the south as well, because obviously, back in the 10 years the Tidal's been running, we've ran shows down in the New Cross Inn before. And this is a huge moment for Tad, who's obviously been based in that area before, and you know, is it London born and bred, so it's a you know, amazing opportunity for her to showcase what Tidal's doing in this current form. And you know, we're just so excited to be bringing the Iron Will tournament as well to the New Cross Inn, and it's going to be an amazing day on Saturday 24th of February. Looking forward to it.
There we go. And let me introduce you to the owner of Tidal, Taj. Welcome back to the preview show, Taj. I bet you're looking forward to Tidal being in your hometown.
Hi, Jonas. Yeah, it's a little bit surreal because I left that kind of South London area for Tidal up north. And now I get to bring Tidal with the team down south. So, yes, very excited about that.
Absolutely. And just a quick reminder, these are the dates for 2024. And of course, February the 24th, Saturday, February the 24th is their special London date. Scrolling along the bottom of the screen is all the details about where you can get your tickets to see Goblins and Golems 2, the Iron Will Tournament. And of course, you've got the bit.ly address there, bit.ly/Tidal2024, or just head over to their big cartel or scan any barcode that you see on screen. It will take you straight through to the website where you can get your ticket or tickets today. And it is a show that's selling fast and you are not going to want to miss this one. There we go. But we've got other shows that will be soon be available, and we'll be previewing, of course, in March, May, July, September, October and December, all the way through 2024. And the next one is very, very exciting, as we said, Goblins and Golems 2 from the New Cross Inn in London. And we're going to be previewing, we're going to be hyping up the eight competitors, the four matches, the four qualifying matches for the Iron Will Tournament. And we'll talk more about the concept. We'll talk more about the mechanics and how that tournament's going to work. And we've got a couple of featured matches to talk about, but we are going to talk about first of all this one here, and it's for the Tidal Championship match. Scotty Rourke, the defending reigning champion of Tidal Wrestling, and actually he's been a fighting champion, a wonderful champion, a wonderful face of the company, against Dara Diablo. And Dara Diablo, a former champion of Tidal, and we always promise guests preview show, and today is no different. We've got a couple of guests lined up, and the first one we're going to introduce to you, bringing you live, is Dara Diablo. Dara, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Tidal preview show. Great to have you on. You are just a couple of weeks away from facing Scotty Rourke for the Tidal Heavyweight Championship. Where's your head at? Just like I say, a couple of short weeks away from that big championship match, my friend.
Same place. It's always been in the game and ready to go. It doesn't matter. I've been out for a long time, in case you don't know. Like, I know the Tidal lads and many around the Brit rest scene might not have seen me for a while. It's because I've been injured, and I'm finally back, and I'm honestly raring to go. I'll get in the ring and fight anyone at this point. I'm champing at the bit, they say, ready to unleash hell on whoever's across the ring from me, basically.
Absolutely. What do you know about your opponent, Scotty Rourke? I don't know if you've encounter with him in the past, but a formidable opponent. And I know that you're one of the more experienced, one of the most experienced heavyweights in the UK and a former title champion, let's not forget. 2015 was your year. But Scotty Rourke, a formidable opponent. And like I say, he's got the bit between his teeth, especially as title champion.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've known Scotty for a very long time now. Obviously, he's from up round my way, near the Humberside itself. So I've kind of been around as he's come up. Like, he's a young lad. He's obviously a fair bit younger than me, and I've seen he's been doing well. He's getting out there on the scene. He's getting out there around the country, and I have respect for him in that sense. You know, he's a talented young athlete. And, you know, he could go far, I'm sure. But absolutely, as you mentioned, I'm a former title champion. I'm one of the original title members. I've been here for, since the inception, since day one. And here I am. I come back and he's here champion. How has this lad gone in barely 6 months, a year of working at title, and he's getting title shots? I took years. It took me 2-3 years to get a look in of grafting and winning almost every match. And this lad comes in. And this is kind of it, really. He's kind of what does my head in about new management here, Mad Dog, Taj. You know, you've come in and you're bringing a whole load of new faces, guys from down south or whatever, people we don't know, new lads. And I don't know their credibility. None of the lads have seen their credibility. You just bring them in because whatever, your mates, or you've seen him down south, and you expect us to just roll over and let it happen. Scotty's a perfect case. And, you know, I've got a lot of respect for the lad, and he has proved himself in a certain way. But he skipped the queue, didn't he? Shut up, Mad Dog, right? I get it. But at the end of the day, I was there. I was winning matches. Even Ace Matthews, before I was injured, I was beating him week in, week out. I've beaten him at least 3 times. And suddenly, he's getting belt shots. Where's my... As you say, 2015 was when I last had a belt, right? Why have I not had an opportunity since then? Everybody else has had a turn. Everyone else gets a go. But no, Dara, we'll just put him in whatever match. Or when he comes back, we'll just throw him in something. So finally, I'll give you the respect for this, Mad Dog. It was a good choice, you, like, agreeing to this match. But it shouldn't have been me going to you saying, this match needs to be done. It should have been you coming to me and go, Dara, you're an experienced veteran, a former champion, and we want a challenge for our new man. Mm. But I had to come and beg you. I had to come and beg you. And that's what makes me think you guys don't know what you're doing, because you don't know how to put on this good match. Well, I mean, finally it's happening in London in February, New Crossing. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a while since I've been down south and saw those soft lads down there, how we fight up north. And I'm sure they're in for a good barnstormer. But the way you've gone about this, I'm just tired. I'm tired of all these new young lads coming through and thinking they're the new hotness, shall we say. And frankly, I don't think they are. They haven't proved now to me. That's what I'm saying. I see a lot of new faces, a lot of hard workers.
See a lot of wrestlers. Beating the respect back into you. I remember watching you before and all I hear now is just whinging.
Whinging. You had spent a year and a half on the shelf watching all this. Well, whatever. Let's just say it's not the cream of the crop that's rising to the top at this point. And I'm sitting there watching it, and you say I'm whinging. You would be furious, Taj, if you knew you're in my position. And that's what I mean. You're young, you're full of ideas, and I get that. You're full of passion, but you need to use a bit of this. And a bit of experience behind you.
There we go. Mad Dog, I'm going to throw to you.
You've got your opportunity on the 24th, mate. Scotty Rourke is a man who's, I've watched him come through the scene myself. He's a talented individual, great wrestler. He's worked hard at his craft. And this is a guy who, he respects you a lot. He's seen you wrestle when he was younger. He respects you, mate. And when you guys clashed backstage at the parish and you nearly put me through the wall, I think he's excited to face you now. He thinks he's got an opportunity to beat you, and he thinks that, you know, your time off, it could be problematic for you, Dara Diablo. He thinks you might not be any ring rust. He's going to be testing you there, mate. He's an absolutely skilled athlete, And it's going to be a hell of a match on the 24th in the New Cross Inn down in London. And I hope you bring your A game, buddy.
Every time, mate. Every time.
Dara, let me ask you. Mad Dog talks about possible ring rust, but I know we're in for a formidable match between yourself and Scotty Rourke. What are your tactics? Have you thought about how you might handle Scotty Rourke and how you might handle that match to possibly claim the title that you haven't held for 9 years?
Well, Scotty, obviously, he gives up a lot to me in size and strength, to be fair. I've got the reach. I've got the experience. Yeah, he's quick. He's young. And as Mad Dog said, he's a talented athlete. As I say, I've got respect for the lad in that sense. I've seen him grow from a young lad watching me. But again, this old dog's got a few tricks, you know. Just because the kid's on the ascent, there's a few bumps and a few challenges to get out of the way. And this old dog is not dead yet. I will hold that belt in my hand and I will bring some respect to the title. A bit of gravitas. Someone with a bit of a name. A man. A real man. A real wrestler. To hold that belt high for you. And I will represent it well. Because that's what I am. But Scotty, I have all respect to him. But I'm sorry, lad. He's not at my level yet, shall we say.
Here we go. Taj, the owner of Tidal. Any final words for Dara Diablo?
I think you surpassed your level. But on the other hand, well done for beating Ace.
I swear, Chad, we're going to have words for me.
Dara Diablo, say we need to keep tempers, under wraps here on this show. But February 24th,
I would not say anything that would get you in trouble. But I'm really biting my tongue at this point, John, as mate.
We'll have a conversation after this goes, and we'll have a little conversation.
Best of luck on the 24th in your championship match, Mr. Diablo.
Dara Diablo, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you at the New Cross Inn February the 24th, and best of luck in your championship match.
Thank you, Dara.
Wow, that was pretty heated, and a hot way to start this preview show, hyping up Golems and Goblins to the Iron Will Tournament, February the 24th.
He is an angry man, Jonas.
Man, he really is.
Angry man. He has got a lot of anger built up in him after his time off there. And, you know, if I was Scotty Rourke, I know Scotty trains hard, but I would be, this would not have been a match I would have wanted when I'm defending my championship belt for the second time. It's, going into that matchup, it's Scotty needs to be just so careful. Dara is such a dangerous individual. You can just tell that there's definitely something there with Dara. He has got some major issues. And, down in London, I think it's going to be a really interesting match, that one. And he said he's the old dog, Jonas. Well, Scotty Rourke tells me he's the dog's bollocks. So we'll see what happens down in London.
Yeah, but I mean, judging by Dara's words there, I think he's got a bit of a chip on his shoulder and something he wants to prove on February 24th. And to be honest with you, with that sort of temperament, I think that could be bad news for Scotty Rourke.
Definitely. Dara is a brilliant skilled wrestler, as he said. He's a heavyweight and he means business coming down to London at the New Cross Inn. And Taj, the way you're talking to him, I think you need to avoid him that day as well, to be fair, the way you're going there.
100%. Should we move on?
No comment.
There we go. We're going to be talking about another featured match right now, and we're going to break into the Iron Will tournament and all the qualifying matches and competitors very, very soon. But I want to talk about this one here. And it's a match that Tidal fans have been waiting for a very, very long time. Adonis Payne versus the one-man Armory Bullet. And this match, like I say, a lot of people might look at this and think it's a bit of a mismatch, but Adonis Payne has been on a tear in 2022, 2023, winning championships all over the UK. In my books, he's one of the most improved wrestlers on the scene in many, many years. And I think Bullet better not underestimate Adonis Payne. And in fact, we promised guests, we've already had Dara Diablo, but we've got Adonis Payne joining us now. Adonis, awesome to have you on the Tidal preview show here. We're hyping up Golems and Goblins 2, of course, February the 24th from the New Cross Inn. First of all, how are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, I'm all good. Thank you, Jonas. First of all, apologies. I'm sat in the car. I've just finished a training session on my way to the gym in a second. Preparations well underway. Mike, Taj, good to see you as always.
Great to see you, buddy. Hi, yeah.
Absolutely. And we mentioned, you know, your match at the New Cross Inn just a couple of weeks away against the one-man armory Bullet. And I know this match should have happened a few months ago, but it didn't for one reason or another. You finally got your shot at the one-man armory Bullet very, very soon. I know that we've spoken in person about this match and about Bullet, but where's your head at, you know, ahead of this match? Is there any intimidation, nerves? How are you feeling?
Yeah, that's a good question. Where is my head at? I think everybody's asked that of me. Why am I picking on Bullet? Why am I picking on arguably the most dangerous man in the industry today? To make a statement is the short answer. You know, back in May when he slammed me on the side of the ring, tried choking me out cold, I could have left it there. So many people would have left it there, taken it on the chin and gone, well, game over, I'll just start again, forget it ever happened. But that's not the way that I've been brought up. That's not the way that I want to be recognized or remembered. So I've got to bite back. And if it means I get absolutely pummeled at the end of February, fair play. Okay. But trust me, I'm going to put a bit of hurt on him back, because this is a game of respect now. And even if I lose, I don't care about winning or losing. I couldn't care less. This is all respect. And I want him to feel a little bit of pain, a fraction of the pain I went through. But what he's done is very silly. He's given me a lot of time to prepare. You've seen it, Jonas. Back in May, I mean, even you, Mike and Taj, you would have seen it. I was a shadow of who I am today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mike, I was going to say, you've come such a long way. You've come such a long way over the course of this year. I've seen you grow as a performer, grow as a talent. You're obviously working so hard in the gym, training. But this, you're a shooting star in British wrestling. You're a rising star. You're somebody who is going to be a star of the future in British wrestling. Is this really a wise idea, going after Bullet when he is, you know, the one-man armory? This is one of the most just dangerous men in the business. He could bring down the New Cross Inn himself on that day. And you're going, I know you're the conqueror, Adonis Payne, but this is a, you know, are you biting off more than you can chew, young man?
Good question. Maybe I am. But again, I said this to Jonas back, I can't remember when it was. It might have been July or August last year. How much of a statement is Bullet beats Adonis Payne? It's, you know, a standard headline that you'd read every single week. But how much is a statement when Adonis Payne beats Bullet? Where does that take me in my career? I could sit back and I could not worry about a fight. And like I said, I could have taken the easy route. I could have gone back tagging with Artemis and I could have just gone on my merry way and forgot about Bullet. You know, we had that tag match in July at Tidal. I decided to take the mic off of you, Mike, there, and call him out for one reason, because this is a statement. This is a chance for me to put my name in lights. You're forgetting this is London as well now. This is a big match and I'm prepared for it. These are the matches I want in my career. I don't want to sit back and wait for these opportunities to come when they're ready. I want to snatch at them and take them under my terms.
Say they're back in London as well, Adonis. Looking back to London, we'll pull back the curtain a little bit here, because you were in London the other week with us at Progress and, you know, admirably helping out at the show as a ring crew, as any good aspiring wrestler, someone who's working hard in the business. It's an opportunity to come and learn from, you know, wrestlers from all around the world. It's an opportunity to network and get yourself seen out there. You were doing an amazing job helping ringside at Progress, looking after the fans, protecting them. And during Bullet's match with Shigehiro Irie, he pulled you into the action when he shouldn't have, and you got absolutely flattened by Shiggy, to the point where somebody actually said to me that they were in the ballroom last week and your imprint is still on the floor in there, my friend. So, you know, I think that he's so dangerous, mate. This is a huge match for you. It's huge. And I just don't want to see any injuries out there. That's my main thing. My concern is injuries for you. You're working so hard in the gym. You know, do you really need to have this match with Bullet?
Can I jump in there? Because I've seen this guy for the last 2 or 3 years, grow and develop and progress, pick up championships, gain confidence, smash down doors, overcome hurdles and barriers to the point where he's on, you know, he's knocking down doors and he's climbing levels. And Adonis Payne is not to be underestimated. I think that Bullitt is possibly underestimating Adonis Payne, and that could be his downfall. Let me ask you, Adonis, what are your tactics? What's your game plan against Bullitt? I don't know if you've ever faced anybody as big as him before, but have you thought about how you're going to tackle that match and how you're going to tackle Bullitt?
Yeah, I have. I've thought every possible route. I could go high flying. I can try and kick him. I can try and chop down his legs. That doesn't matter because I know he's going to get his hands on me. I know I'm taking a pasting. And Mike, you worry about injuries. Yeah, that is potentially a hazard too. But I'm past the point of caring. I really am. I don't care anymore. I want this match for a reason, and that's just to get some respect back. Put some respect onto my name, the name that I've been working so hard to build. Yeah, it might come that I have to take a few months off afterwards. But what if I win? What if that lucky shot hits? My game plan is simple, John, is every time I get hit and put on the floor, I get back up and I keep fighting. Every time he hits me, I hit him back twice as hard. And if I get a chance to lay that boot, just the one chance to release that kick onto his face, we might be thinking it's game over then and there. And if he kicks out, I'll do it again. And if he kicks out again, I'll do it again. He's going to have to break my neck, knock me unconscious. He is going to have to go to the very end to put me down.
Yeah. So, Taj, I'm going to throw it over to you. Anything you'd like to say to Adonis Payne here?
I have my concerns that Mike's mentioned. I mean, Bullitt is a beast. But one of the things about you is that you have grown and you're constantly growing. But one of the things I love about wrestling is that you can see the passion and the love in some of these contenders, and your heart for wrestling and your passion and just standing up to Bullitt. I can see that. So I have to commend you on that. That's, you know, that is so important. And sometimes that's all it takes. It just never give up. And I haven't seen you give up so far. Best of luck. It is a momentous challenge.
One to watch. There. Yeah. Yeah. Adonis, I'm going to throw it over to you for any final words. If you've got any final words for Bullitt, what would they be? What would you like to say ahead of your match against Bullitt February 24th?
The only thing I've got to say to Bullitt is thank you. Thank you for slamming me into the ring in May, because he lit a fire under me that is the catalyst as to why I am where I am now. It's the catalyst as to why I'm the Ignite champion. The catalyst as to why I've held so many tag belts with Artemis. The catalyst to why I'm the United Phantomweight champion. Because that moment right there, I decided I wasn't going to be a pushover anymore. I wasn't going to be the guy that is just slotted onto a card to fill some spaces. I wanted to be the guy that could take down someone like Bullitt. I wanted to be at the top of the tree. You know, you're talking Bullitt is somebody that couldn't even beat, that Scotty Roark, our title champion, couldn't beat. So if I beat him, that puts me right at the top of the tree of title.
Thank you, Bullitt. There we go. Couldn't have said it better myself. But Adonis Payne, thank you so much for joining us. We wish you nothing but the best in your match against Bullitt at the New Cross Inn in London, February 24th. I look forward to seeing that match go down. And like I say, don't underestimate Adonis Payne. He's got the world at his feet, and Bullitt, better not underestimate him. But Adonis Payne, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thank you. See ya.
Thanks, Adonis. They're going to have to reinforce the New Cross Inn that day for that match, guys. And if Adonis Payne can conquer the one-man armory, then that is going to be something very special to see that day. I'm excited. I'm excited indeed for that one. But there is always that fear of what could happen there in that one.
Indeed. We've had a few people reach out. The Peckham Playboy, Hakan, has been in touch, watching us live via YouTube. Thank you, Hakan. Doesn't matter how many weights you throw around, Bullitt is just unreal. And I think we've all established that, and we all hold that kind of that realization, that fear for Adonis Payne. But knowing Adonis Payne as well as I do, and having watched his rise over the last few years and seeing what he's achieved, he's got the heart of a lion. He's got so much courage, so much fight underneath him. And like he said, when he got slammed by Bullet last year, that lit a fire. And I think it's going to be that fire that will, you know, give Bullet the fight of his life inside of a title ring on February the 24th. Also, we had Dara Diablo join us earlier on. And he mentioned about Dow South and the Southerners being soft. Well, Peck and Playboy Hakam would like a word about that. What's wrong with Dow South? I agree. Myself and Taj as Southerners, nothing wrong with that at all. And but we do look forward to welcoming Tidal Wrestling at the New Crossing in London, February the 24th. So we've spoken about the two featured matches, guys. Now we've got four qualifying matches for the Iron Will tournament. Let's quickly go through the eight competitors that are going to be part of the tournament itself. Alf Edwards will be part of the Iron Will tournament from the New Crossing. Golems and Goblins 2. Smashing Mike will be there as well. As well as Bauer. Is that how you pronounce it? I think that's
Bauer,
correct.
Yeah, Bauer, I believe, yeah.
Yeah. Truman Roswell will be there competing in the Iron Will tournament. And Artemis, name checked there by Adonis Payne as one half of the Odyssey. She will be competing in the Iron Will tournament, as will Vusik, a formidable opponent that really had a breakout year in 2023. And man like Darius, one of the very top names on the UK indie scene, going to be one of the favourites for this tournament, I'm sure. And of course, former Tidal Chief, former Tidal Champion Ace Matthews will be part of the tournament as well. Before we talk about the matches, before we run down the matches, Mike, just give us a quick overview as far as what we're likely to see on Saturday, the 24th of February, the format of the tournament and how it progresses from there, my friend.
Yeah, so basically the tournament starts off with eight competitors. They're having these four matches, which are basically the semi-finals that we're going to be having in London, the qualifying matches, so to speak. And they're qualifying for the Iron Will match, which is going to take place on March the 17th, which is going to be a fatal four-way matchup for the Iron Will Championship. And that is going to be competed under Iron Man rules. A fatal four-way under Iron Man rules, maybe 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. Time dependent, but we'll have to figure that out nearer the time. But I do believe that the tournament itself has got eight of the best up and coming individuals and some of the best wrestlers who are about in the country. Obviously, Smashing Mike, absolutely brilliant competitor. You know, I believe he's Ignite champion at the moment. Man like Darius, who's over in the States at the moment, wrestling for GCW, he's going to be wrapping his way back into the capital. Absolutely amazing talent. And excited to see Bauer. Heard a lot of things about the big guy, but not had a chance to see him in action yet. And of course, the title terminator, Vusik, has been on an absolute tear. He actually managed to defeat Sam Gradwell at New Dawn 2, and that is something that does not happen often. Sam, you know, one of the best competitors in the UK, and Vusik picking up a win against him just shows this guy is tough. And don't forget about Artemis. She's, you know, one of the toughest female competitors easily in the world. The size of her at the moment, she's been working so hard in the gym. And, you know, I just am so excited for this tournament. I believe it's eight competitors who are really going to show us how tough they are. And it is going to be exactly what Iron Will is going to be all about in Tidal.
Absolutely. And let's we are live, of course. Please get in touch with the show. If you want your comments, you have any questions about the featured matches that we spoke about earlier, Scotty Rourke versus Dara Diablo and Bullet versus Adonis Payne, let us know who you favour in those two featured matches that will be taking place February the 24th from the New Cross Inn. Let us know your thoughts on that one. Let us know your thoughts on the Iron Will tournament, the competitors involved, and what you think the outcomes might be of some of the matches. Somebody that has reached out to us, we've got Cara watching us live via Facebook. Hey, Cara. Hey, hope to see Cara down in London February 24th. In fact, I think we will do. Hello, says Cara. Thank you for watching. Let's see. Peck and Playboy Hakan has a lot to say today. How can you come to South London and no Peck and Playboy on the show? Well, I think we'll probably leave that to the management of Tidal, but I'm sure they'll get in touch. I'm sure they'll get in touch.
He can buy a ticket and come and introduce himself and have a chat to him on the day, no problem at
absolutely,
all.
Absolutely.
Be happy to see him there. And yeah, if he can send over a show reel, let us know what he can do and we'll check it out for him, no problem at all. Be great to welcome him there on the day. Yeah, of course.
And we got Christo watching us. Hi, Christo. Thank you for tuning in live. Thank you for joining
great
us.
To see you,
hope
Chris.
You're enjoying the preview show so far. This person's name won't come up. Not sure why, but Facebook user, can't wait to finally get to see Tidal. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be my first Tidal show in the flesh.
Hey, you didn't tell me John Cena was going to be on the show, Jonas.
Well, you know, the best of the best, the top names. We'll watch the Tidal preview show, of course. But please keep sending in your questions. Keep sending in your comments. Let's talk about the Iron Will tournament and the four matches that have been announced from the eight competitors I mentioned just a moment ago. Let's talk about this one here. Smashing Mike versus Alf Edwards. And let's say that is going to be a mouth-watering tie. All four of these Iron Will tournament matches are going to be a mouth-watering ties. Smashing Mike, I've seen wrestle and perform in the flesh many times for UBW, Sacrifice and other companies. Alf Edwards, somebody I'm not as familiar with, but I know if he's gained a place in the Iron Will tournament, he's definitely going to be a contender on the night. Mike, tell us what you think about these two competitors, how you think the match is going to go.
Yeah, well, I've seen Smashing Mike compete around the UK a lot of times at places like PW and also at Sov Pro. And, of course, up at Tidal where he was amazing last year. He always seems to dress me up in his ring gear when he gets in the ring. So always I always end up with my chains and my hat on there. The Smashing Mike's tag team that we've got going on, you know, it's all good banter. But he is a serious competitor, as you know. We're great champion at other places around the country. Brilliant athlete and looking forward to seeing him in action. He always brings, you know, a great atmosphere in the building. Everyone, as soon as they see him, you know, the whole place livens up. And, you know, but it's going to be a tough match for him. It's the Suplex Merchants, Alf Edwards. Alf, last year at Tidal, was great in I believe it was a Rising Tide match earlier on in his career at Tidal. And then he stepped up and actually had a match against Spike Treve, which, you know, not many people fight Spike Treve and survive. And yet Alf put in a performance there that really impressed myself and Taj, obviously. And that's the main reason Alf is going to be in this tournament, was because of how well he did taking on one of the best in Europe, Spike Treve. So, yeah, Alf really impressed there, and he deserves his spot in the tournament. And be interested to see how he gets on against Smashing Mike.
Yeah, he's definitely earned his spot, but that's going to be a fascinating match. And Taj, any thoughts on Alf Edwards and Smashing Mike? Two top competitors going to be going nose-to-nose, face-to-face in the Iron Will tournament.
It's going to be a tough one to call, to be honest. If Alf does his numerous suplexes, I think Smashing Mike's going to see stars. I absolutely love the fact that Smashing Mike beat Ace Matthews in a non-title match, which just, you know, just makes me so happy. But yeah, this is going to be, it's going to be a tough call between both of them.
There we go. So Smashing Mike, you know, he's got a big win under his belt and looking to take that further, looking to gain on that momentum, build on that momentum in the Iron Will tournament. Let's talk about this one here. And we've spoken a bit about Artemis. We've spoken a bit about your former title chief, your former title champion, Ace Matthews. And of course, one thing to mention about Artemis that Ace Matthews might want to take note of is she has been training for strong women competitions and actually being successful in strong women competitions. One of the most powerful, but one of the most talented performers on the UK scene. She's been entered quite rightly into the Iron Will tournament. And I think this is going to be some tough, tough competition for Ace Matthews. I personally, as a big fan of the Odyssey, would like to see Artemis go all the way. But to Ace Matthews, the former title champion, would be standing in her way. Mike, any thoughts on this one?
Well, Ace has recently picked up tag team gold in Tidal as well, alongside Chase Alcala, but Chase the Ace are not both going to be there in London, as far as I know. So Ace is going to be without his little buddy there, but Ace has proved in the past that he can do it on his own. The title chief, as you know, I saw him. I'm very impressed by him last year. He's as much as he might wind some people up, Taj especially, he's a gifted and talented athlete, a talented talker on the microphone, that's for sure. And he's recently been, I know, trying to get himself out all over the country and all over the UK, trying to get booked on as many shows as possible, and good on him. And I just think on his day, he can beat anybody. But then there's these, the issue he's got is he's too easily distracted, guys. He's, you know, the concentration span of a gnat. He's, honestly,
that's one way to put it.
He's just gets so easily distracted.
Absolutely.
But yeah, Artemis, I think, is it's a tough match for her, really tough match for her, but she's been working so hard. It's going to be interesting. I'm intrigued how that one's going to go down. And I think, you know, you've got to think, though, the title chief is going to be progressing from that match. So we'll have to see what happens in London.
Taj, dare I ask you your thoughts and feelings on this match? Who I think you might win, or who you think might win this match? Who's your money on?
Oh, that's hilarious! Like a gnat. Oh my god!
We'll be clipping that bit.
Who said I didn't like Ace Matthews? Anyway, wow.
You did.
Yeah, he's been in singles matches. Like I said, all he ever does is, you know, demands things, and he knows how to cheat. He's somehow got a buddy with him. Don't know how long that's going to last, but. Anyway, Artemis, she absolutely is, she's one to look out for. Absolutely love Artemis, unlike Ace. But yeah, I'm going to be sat front row. I want Artemis to, yeah, knock his teeth out, preferably. But, you know, I don't know if I can say that, but I'll just have, oops. But yeah, Artemis needs to pin him. And the thing is, because he's always cheated, it's iron will rules. How is he going to do that? Is he going to cheat throughout the match? It's not going to happen. I'm going to enjoy this one. Can't wait.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to that one as well. The next iron will match that we're going to be talking about is this one here. Vucic versus Bauer. Vucic, like I say, had a breakout 2023. He really did have some solid victories under his belt. I think he told us on this very show that 2024 was going to be his year, and it could very well be if he gets past Bauer. But don't underestimate Bauer. Big, strong, talented individual. Mike, give us your thoughts on this one. I think this one could be a bruising encounter for sure.
Yeah, I've heard Bauer is a very tough, inspirational individual, from what I've heard. And, you know, he's from Belgium. He's in London at the moment, and he's been training very hard, I believe. So I'm really excited to see him in action. He's not someone I've been familiar with in the past, so excited to see him. But Vucic, obviously fighting out the Czech Republic, is a bit of an international flavour to this one, to be fair. But Vucic has just been absolutely incredible and just progressing from strength to strength. There was a match he had with Darice last year where he was fighting Darice, and he just looked absolutely amazing. Anyone who can battle against the man like Darice, the Lyrical Dragon, and also Gradwell, he's took on some of the best in the UK and proved that he's got what it takes to beat them. So yeah, exciting times, because Bauer's gonna have to show up and be absolutely on top of his game if he wants to take down the title Terminator, that's for sure.
There we go. Taj, any thoughts on this one? I think Bauer versus Vucic could be the sleeper match of the night. It could, yeah. You know, if you're not, especially, you know, with Tidal coming down south to London, and it could be a lot of people's first opportunity of seeing Vucic in the flesh and Bauer. So, but one of their matches that could be worth the price of admission alone. Your thoughts?
I'm honestly so proud to have both of these in the tournament. And I respect them both hugely. Every time I've seen Bauer, he's got better. He has a lot of heart, a lot of passion, which I absolutely love. And the audience always gets behind him. And then we got Vucic as a Terminator. I don't know how to call it, but this is definitely going to be one of my highlights. I'm absolutely looking forward to this.
100%.
I'm glad that both of these are getting opportunities. Respect them both so much.
Yeah, there we go. And that's the third of four matches that we're going to talk about tonight. And the fourth is this one here. And Truman Roswell versus Malik Darris, two of the very finest British independent workers in the land. And both on top form, both doing some wonderful things across the UK and abroad, with Malik Darris venturing across to the States recently and doing some wonderful things with GCW. But this match here, a wonderful match, and definitely looks like worth clicking on that link, scanning the barcode, getting your tickets to see this one, as well as the other competitors involved in the Iron Will tournament. Mike, I know that you know Malik Darris very, very well, and you've seen Truman Roswell perform several times. I'd love to know your thoughts on this one.
Well, Truman's an interesting character. He thinks everything's a conspiracy theory against him, but he's been matched up here against the Lyrical Dragon, Malik Darris, who is just, every time I've seen him perform, the guy just, you know, he's absolutely brilliant wrestler. And, he gets the audience going with him, with his rapping and everything. You know, he's from the 0121. He's just a gifted athlete as well. Another really great competitor. But Truman, I'm intrigued to see how he goes about this one. And the really interesting thing to add into the mix with this matchup is that these guys had a match last year, an 8-man scramble at Overworlds, where these two were both crowned the winner. And basically, it was for a number one contendership contract. And it hasn't been rectified. We haven't had a chance to fix the situation. So I believe that for this matchup in London, in the New Cross Inn, it will be for, as well as progressing in the Iron Will tournament, whoever wins that matchup, that'll decide who is going to be our contract holder as well for the number one contendership. So
wow,
there's even more on the line for that matchup between Truman Roswell and Darris, because they have to settle that score and they need to decide. And, you know, we're going to find out on that day, not only who progresses into the final of the Iron Will tournament, but who will be the holder of that title contract to be the next number one contender.
Absolutely. And I think here's a few pictures from the last time they fought one another. And is this some kind of like four-way submission or something crazy going on there?
I believe it was more... an eight-person match, wasn't it? I can see Jack Bandicoot in there. I can see Camille Hansen, Darris, Truman. Is that a...
You've got
Chick Mayfair's
in there as well.
Woohoo! Dear me. And as you just mentioned, with both Darris and Truman Roswell with their hands raised at the end, causing that confusion to that championship match, of course. Taj, I'm going to throw it over to you. A fascinating encounter. There's lots at stake with this match here, not just ramifications in the Iron Will tournament, but ramifications for the title championship going forward. I'd love to know your thoughts on those two individuals.
There is a lot on the stake. I don't want to be either one of those. There's a lot of pressure. But who's gonna, you know, hold that and just, you know, have the victory? I'm not sure. I don't know if it's going to be Truman or Darris. Yeah, I don't know out of these two, but whoever can keep calm and collected and do the job in hand and just focus on what needs to be done will obviously be the one. Truman's probably going to say it's some sort of conspiracy. But yeah, it's tough to call out of these two.
Absolutely. And we've actually got Truman Roswell watching us live right now on Facebook. Truman Roswell, wrestler / truther. Of course, that's not the real Mike Angus. That's an AI deep fake. Don't trust Jonas. He's a government puppet. I don't know if he's telling me not to trust Mike or whether he doesn't trust me. I don't think Truman trusts anybody, let's be honest.
Well, I agree with Truman there, with both of those things.
Gosh, I used to like you. I used to like you. there we go. And that is going to be a tremendous match. We've spoken about six fantastic matches. Let's just have a quick recap of the matches we've already spoken about. And of course, we have Dara Diablo join us at the top of the preview show, and a very forthright opinion about his return to title wrestling and his championship opportunity against Scotty Rourke. We also had Adonis Payne joining us live, and his thoughts and our concerns over his match against the one-man Armory Bullet. But I've got faith in Adonis Payne, and he's got the passion he has to fire. And then, of course, the four Iron Will Championship matches that we've just discussed and broken down, Smashing Mike versus Alf Edwards, Artemis versus the former title chief, Ace Matthews, Vucic versus Bauer, and then, of course, Truman Roswell versus a man like DeRice. It's really setting up. I mean, that is your card, ladies and gentlemen. And from the New Cross Inn, Tide will be coming down south, as they say, to, you know, the London New Cross Inn. It's going to be a hell of a day. Mike, any thoughts on what we've discussed already tonight and some of the matches that you're looking forward to the most?
Yeah, definitely excited to see the Crimson Kill Shot back in action after how much he's been working so hard in the gym. It'll be really intriguing in that David and Goliath battle between Adonis Payne and Bullet to see if Adonis can get some revenge on the One Man Armory. And the Iron Will tournament, just so excited for that. And obviously, you can see I'm not a deep fake today, but you are a government puppet, Jonas.
Hey, I've been called worse. I'll take that one. I've been called a lot worse. Taj, you must be really, really excited. As we mentioned earlier, Tidal, your promotion, coming back to your hometown, London, the New Cross Inn in London in just a couple of weeks' time. You must be thrilled to have your wrestlers and your promotion in your hometown. How are you feeling? And like I say, what matches are you looking forward to the most?
Firstly, as some of you already know, Goblins and Golems are actually named after two of my previous cats. One of the reasons I keep going on mute is because Professor Ace, my other cat, keeps saying hello to me. So cats are a big thing. It's an honour to have a show named after them and then have it in South London. And when I moved up north, I never thought that, you know, this would be happening, but here we are, and it's just amazing. It's going to be great to have my family and friends there. And every single match has something special. I mean, a special shout out to, you know, Artemis, obviously. I cannot wait to see Ace cry. Every single match is special. Every single match means something. And yeah, I mean, I can't single one out. I literally sit there and press the pause button and just, you know, in slow motion, just, you know, just enjoy, soak it all in. And I'm honoured. It's an honour to have you there as well, Jonas. Really looking forward to that. There's lots of different special people going to be there. I'm hugely honoured. And I know there's a lot of families supporting talent that's going to be on the show, and that means a lot to me. I've got a lot in my head. It's a lot of excitement. So maybe I should stop there because I just won't go to sleep otherwise. So
there we go. But you can be there. You can be joining us. Just follow the details running along the bottom of the screen. Just go to the bit.ly link, bit.ly/Tidal2024, or head over to their Big Cartel and get your tickets from there. Or any poster that's the QR code. Scan the QR code. Yes, my friend.
I had one other thing to tell you as well. Exciting piece of information hot off the press. So we have only 3 seats left for the show. So if anyone does have 2 friends and wants to come along to the show and sit down, then this would be the second to go and purchase them 3 seats. And also, excitingly, from the venue, we had actually almost sold out all our tickets that we had available for standing spaces. And they said today that we could probably squeeze in just a couple more people. So we've actually added a couple of extra tickets on sale today for standing. So please do dive online, pick up your tickets today and make sure you're there in London. I'm so excited as well to be obviously doing the GM role, but ring announcing in London, in the capital as well. It's going to be an amazing day. And it's, you know, it's going to be exciting times. So please make sure you join us. And you don't want to miss this. The Iron Will tournament is going to be something very special. So please do get involved.
That's the other thing that kind of is, you know, takes me back a bit. The fact that we were able to release more tickets because we would have been sold out. It's just, wow. Thank you, everyone. And let's have a party.
There we go. And just to finish, a few people that reached out to us during the course of the show. We got Jamie Lee Dodd. Two of my favourite people, Taj and Mad Dog. Where's Jonas? Where's Jonas in that list? But I'm glad that you're watching. Thank you, Jamie Lee, for tuning in and for watching.
You're a fake agent.
Thanks for being an absolute legendary government puppet there as well.
We got Bounty Keith watching us live via YouTube. He's also said, just because we are labelled wrestlers doesn't mean we can't watch podcasters. We're all as human as you guys. Thank you, Keith, for tuning in.
This gentleman, great guy, great wrestler.
100%. And this person's name won't come up, but I have checked Facebook. This is Steve Langton, I think it is Langton. And he says, ASW South Bullet is unbeatable. The only man to do it is Brandon Lee. Brandon Lee. Another awesome young competitor coming out of Joel Edmonds ASW South has recently been on my show. So go and check that one out. But thank you, Steve, for reaching out. And thank you to everybody that's watched this live preview, our fourth preview show, our second one to do it live. These are always great fun and wouldn't be as much fun without the live audience at home tuning in, sending in your questions, sending in your comments, and continue to do so. We still need a name for the show. We do. Yeah. We do. We're
just call it the tidal wave. The tidal wave, and then at the end we have a wave.
But if you've got any suggestions, then drop us a comment. But please throw this show a like, a comment, and a follow. And we hope to do many more of these. We've got other preview shows, hype shows that we'll continue to do to hype up Tidal and its wonderful 2024 ahead. Don't forget to check us out. If you haven't got tickets already, I think Taj just said there's just a few tickets left. So hit the bit.ly link below and be part of that party on February 24 from the New Cross Inn. But Mike and Taj, we're going to sign off with a special video that we have to hype up the Iron Will tournament. But Mike, Taj, can't wait to see you February 24th in London. Thank you, Jonas. And thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you, mate. Always appreciate you, Jonas.
Take care, guys. See you soon. Thank you to everybody watching. Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
But it's a sacrifice I am willing to make.